Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to this beautiful silsila Madani Qaida. And as you know, if you've been following this silsila, in this silsila, we will learn the correct pronunciations of the Arabic alphabet, the Arabic letters, inshallah azza wa jal. Our main purpose in doing so is so that we can learn to recite the Holy Quran correctly, in salah or out of salah. Before we continue with our lesson number 2, because we had started lesson number 2 in our previous episode, and we'll continue, inshallah azza wa jal. But before we do so, please do make good intentions. As our beloved Rasul, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, our beloved Master, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said in a summary of a hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay. Make as many good intentions as you can to gain maximum rewards, inshallah, azza wa jal. Make the good intentions now that I'm participating, I'm listening, I'm looking at the silsila for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try my best to practice upon that, inshallah Azza wa Jal, and teach others also. We should not be misers that whatever we learn, we must keep it to ourselves. No. In Dawud Islami, it's all about learning and teaching, teaching and learning. It's an ongoing process. Whatever other good intentions you can think of, make it now, inshallah azza wa jal, to gain maximum rewards. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, there are so many benefits and blessings in reciting durood-e paak and salawat and salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a summary of hadith that the person who recites durood or salat or salutations upon me 1,000 times, that person will not die until they see their place in Jannah. Subhanallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the ulama ikram have stated that Allah Azza wa Jal will show this fortunate person their place in Jannah via a dream. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, as you know, we have completed lesson number 1, which is the mufridat, huruf, the individual letters from alif right till ya. We have started huruf murakkabat, that is the joining of the letters or compound letters, which you can find on page 2 of your Madani Qaida. I do hope you have one, whether the hard copy or soft copy in your devices, or you can follow on screen, inshallah azza wa jal. So we will be continuing on page 3, lesson number 2, inshallah azza wa jal. Please do listen carefully to the pronunciations, and in a loud tone, with a loud voice, do repeat. This will help you in pronouncing the letters properly, inshallah ta'ala. Again, Islamic sisters, do be careful that غير محارم are nowhere near, so that your voice does not reach to their ears, inshallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عين لام غين لام. Remember that this غين, do not pronounce it as غين or غين. It must have a fuller sound and it must be pronounced in that manner. غين. please do be careful that these letters are pronounced according to the Arabic accent. Inshallah subhanahu. Kaf lam. Kaf noon. Alright. When we are pronouncing these letters, okay, look at the letters also. Look at the construction. Look at the structure. How, if you look at page number 1, the individual letters, their shape, their form, alright? And now that we are joining the letters together, how the shapes are changing. Generally, the first part of the letter remains, and the body of the letter or the part which comes towards the end, that changes when it's joined to the next letter. So keep this in mind, that this is how the letters are changing, and try your best to correctly pronounce them. Because as we go into different lessons and episodes, you will see we will be joining 3 letters, 4 letters, words will be constructed, and it will be easier for you to recognize which letters have what shapes, inshallah ta'ala. Qanoon. Dhanoon. Jeem. Dal. Kha. Dal. This letter Kha, remember, it's part of the huruf halqiyya. This is another thing. Always keep the makhraj in mind of each letter. The makhraj you can find on the inner page of the front cover. All letters are there. Which category they belong to. What the articulator or the makhraj. Makhraj means that where the sound comes from. Okay, and makhraj is plural of makhraj. So keep that in mind. This is the place where the sound of this letter must come from. This you keep in mind. Keep in mind that how the shapes are changing, and listen carefully how the letters are pronounced, and pronounce them in a loud tone, inshallah. So like I was saying, this letter Kha must be pronounced with a fuller sound and not Kha or Kha. This is incorrect. Rather, Kha. Ha. Dal. Remember, the makhraj of ha comes from the center of the throat. Ha dal. Ain dal. Ain, its makhraj is the same as ha. The ha in the previous block, the makhraj is the same. These two letters, their sound must emanate from the center of the throat. Keep this in mind always. And for many people, maybe ayn takes a little more practice than other letters. Ha, ayn. We must put stress and emphasis when we are pronouncing the letter ayn. Ghayn. Dal. Kha. Dal. Do not say Kha. Zal. Because remember, there is a difference between Za and Za. Go back towards the makhraj. Whenever you are confused of how do I pronounce this letter, go back to the makhraj. On your screen, you'll be able to see it as well. In your Madani Qaidas, in your books, or on your devices, if you've downloaded the Madani Qaida from DawoodIslami.net for free, you'll be able to see in the inner page of the front cover, for example, Zal. Now, Zal is pronounced from the top of the tongue and the inner edge of the upper teeth. As you're pronouncing, keep this in mind, that alright, my tongue must be at this position so that I can pronounce this letter correctly. If it's not, then we are not pronouncing correctly. May Allah grant us the ability and the enthusiasm to correct our pronunciations, inshallah. Kha, za, ha, ra. This letter ra also must be pronounced with a fuller sound. Do not say re or ra. Ha, ra. Ba, ra. Ya, ra. Ta, ra. Ta as well. Do not say te or ta. But a thicker and a fuller sound must be made. Ta, ra. Za, ra. Za and zal have the same makhraj. Ba, meem. Well, have a look at these two letters, ba and meem. Now, both these letters belong to the Shafawiyya huruf or letters, and they are pronounced from the lips from different areas. When we look at ba, a ba is pronounced from the wet part of the lips, both lips, and meem is pronounced from the dry part of both lips. So keep this, as you are pronouncing the letters, keep this in mind. This is the makhraj. This is where the sound must emanate from, must come from. And if we are not pronouncing according to the makhraj, then we are not pronouncing correctly, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Ba, meem. Noon, meem. Ta, meem. Ya, meem. Sa, meem. Sheen, meem. La, Jeem. The scholars and the experts have advised us to repeat in this manner, to learn in this manner, where we pull the letters, because it will help us actually to correctly pronounce and to learn how to pronounce these letters by pulling. If we just say Lam Jeem, okay, we can say that, but it won't give us the proper method of learning its correct pronunciation, and therefore the scholars, our ulama and the experts in this field have guided us and advised us that these letters elongate the sound, prolong the sound, pull the sound, so that you can learn how to correctly pronounce them, inshallah. Lam Jeem. Ayn Jeem. Ha Jeem. Ba Jeem. Ba must not be pronounced as ba. That is incorrect. The proper Arabic accent is ba. Ba Ayn. Ya Ghayn. Noon Sad. This letter Sad, we must try not to mix it and get confused with the letter Seen. Do not say Noon Sad. This gives the impression that we are saying seen or sa, and sawd and seen is two different sounds. Seen is a little harder sound, and sawd is a more gentle sound. If you look at the makhraj, then it's pronounced from the tip of the tongue, all right, and the inner edges of both upper front teeth. These makharij we must memorize actually. Memorize it, understand it, and then when we are pronouncing the letters, keep the makharij or the description of the makhraj of each letter in mind, inshallah. And in a loud voice, again, for some sisters, be careful, ghayr mahareem are not nearby so that they can hear your voice. Otherwise, in a loud voice, in proper manner, repeat and pronounce these letters, inshallah, azza wa jal. Noon, Saad, Fa, Saad. If you look at this letter, Fa, it's part of the Shafawiyya letters, which means the letters which are pronounced on the lips. And this letter is pronounced on the edge of the upper front teeth and the wet part of the lower lip. So, we must pronounce as the makhraj describes in order for us to correctly pronounce, inshallah ta'ala. Fa, Saad, Qaf, Daad, Ba, Seen, Ya, Seen, Ta, Seen. We had in few blocks before, we had recited the letter Saad, and now we are pronouncing the letter Seen. So Seen has a harder sound, and Saad has a little more gentle sound. So keep this difference in mind. Qareeb al-Sawt, the term is called Qareeb al-Sawt, which means that letters which are very similar when we are pronouncing. So they are similar in pronunciation, but they are different. Like this, Saad and Seen. Like Za and Zal and Za. But inshallah azza wa jal, in our next episodes, or next silsilas, and next lessons, we will come to the chapter on Qareeb al-Sawt. Those letters which sound similar, but they are different. Fa, Qaf, 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 Sheen, Qaf. Remember, this is still our foundation stage. So we are still laying our foundation. And at this point in time, if you get these letters, the pronunciations, the talaffuz correct, 112% correct, inshallah azza wa jal, the forthcoming and the next episodes and lessons will be easier for us. But remember, keep this in mind, if we learn something incorrectly with the incorrect pronunciations, then at a later stage to rectify them is very difficult. Not impossible, certainly possible, but it will be difficult for us because the tongue becomes used to pronouncing in the incorrect manner. Nevertheless, it's not too late. As long as we are living, we are alive, we still have opportunity and chance to rectify ourselves, our pronunciation, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another thing regarding this sheen, try not to stretch the sound of the sheen. If we do this, then we are pronouncing incorrectly. For example, do not say sheen. No, this is incorrect. Sheen. This is the correct manner. Can you hear the difference? Sheen and sheen. So don't elongate and prolong and stitch the the sound of the sheen. Sheen. Qaf. Seen, Qaf, Ain, Qaf, Ha, Qaf, Lam, Kaf. Can you see the difference between Qaf and Kaf? Qaf has a harder sound, a fuller sound, a thicker sound, and Kaf has a more gentle and flatter sound. كاف قاف كاف كاف واو ها واو ميم واو با يا نون يا تا يا 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 واو همزة يا همزة با تا نون تا 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 يا تا عين قو. Can you see this letter qo is pronounced with a fuller sound, a thicker sound, if you're comparing the ta, which has a flatter sound, and po. Ta, po. Fa, vo. Okay, let us turn to the next page, page 4, inshallah, Azawajal, and there's few lines left for us to complete lesson number 2, inshallah ta'ala. Now here we can see that we are joining 3 letters now. Alright, so keep in mind, look at the shape, look at the structure of these letters when they are joined from letters preceding or succeeding, from before and after. When letters are joined together, how the shapes change. See, the pronunciations, the talaffuz will stay the same, but the shapes will change, because now we are joining letters, more than 2-3 letters. And in other forthcoming episodes, we will join more letters at a time, inshallah ta'ala. Ba lam ba. Can you see the lam in the center, how it has changed? Because now it is joined from the ba before it and another ba after it. Ba ha meem ba ain dal ain ba dal ha ميم دال. Again, look at the shapes the letters are taking when they are joined to other letters. You see, in the beginning, we have to put extra concentration. And each letter, concentrate on its makhraj. That is where the letter or the sound of the letter emanates and comes from. This we have to do. Yes, in the beginning it may be difficult, but as we continue in this manner, we'll get used to it. And in future episodes and lessons, we won't need to do it. But right now, this is, as I mentioned, still the foundation stage. So concentrate on the pronunciation of each and every letter. And as you're pronouncing, look at how the shape is changing. And in your mind, think about the makhraj, the description that's there on the inner page of the front cover. The makhraj of each letter, inshallah, so we shall. Ha lam kaf ya ha ba kha ta fa ta mim nun. همزة تا سين خ ط خ لام قاف فا لام قاف عين لام قاف نون صاد را. So can you see how the letters, their shapes are changing? Here, noon, sod, ra. This ra, remember to pronounce the fuller sound. No, do not say re or ra. With the fuller sound as ra. Even the sod with the fuller sound, inshallah, azza wa jal, then you will be correctly pronouncing these letters. Qaf, ta, lam. Ya, lam, jin. Ta, jin, dal. Okay, now look at this block. Look at the jim. It's in the center. So there's a letter joined before and after. Can you see its shape? Then look at the previous block. Ya, lam, jim. Jim is at the end. Can you see the shape? How the shapes change? Always keep this in your mind. So in future lessons and episodes, you can identify and you can recognize which letters are or have changed according to the previous or the letters which come thereafter. Qa, ba, ayn. Ba, lam, ghayn. Noon, fa, seen. Jim, noon, ta. Seen, hamza, lam. Qaf, seen, ta. Can you see the qaf? How the letter has changed its shape? Look at the seen which is in the center. Sod, fa, ta. Sheen, meem, seen. Kha, sheen, ya. Ghain, ya, ra. Ghain, ba, ra. Meem, ta, ra. Ain, sheen, ra. Ain, seen, ra. Dha, lam, lam. Can you see these two lams? The lam in the center, how the shape has changed, and the lam at the end? Sheen, kaf, ra. Ba, seen, meem. Okay, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, that brings us to the end of lesson number 2. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, Zawajal, in our next episode, we will start lesson number 3, which is Harakat. And this is the different symbols, the Zabr, Zair, Pesh, or as we call it in Arabic, Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra, but that's for the next episode. I will advise you, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. See, Dawood Islami is an international movement to propagate the Quran and Sunnah. And where there is a Madrasatul Madina near you, where grown-ups are taught how to read the Quran, Sunnate and Adab, different Sunnats and different manners of Islam in a very good environment. Because this is one of Dawood Islami's departments. Madrasatul Madina, where there's one near you, please do enroll there and you will learn a lot, I guarantee. Associate yourselves with this beautiful movement, this Madani movement of Dawood Islami. You will see tremendous benefits in your life, tremendous positivity in your life. If there's no Madrasatul Madina, Balighan or Balighat, which means for grown-ups near you, then Madrasatul Madina online is available. In fact, many courses are available online as well. Via our website, dawoodislami.net, you can download many rasail, many books and booklets of Amir Ahl-Sunnah, the founder of Dawood Islami, of the departments of Dawood Islami, for free in fact. You can download, you can read at your leisure, and they are very beneficial for one. If you have any problems, any sicknesses, any diseases, whether spiritual or physical, Tawbizat al-Tariyah is available for free as well, even online. Dawood Islami is offering us all of these opportunities. All we have to do is put our foot forward and get involved. Get involved and you will see the benefit, inshallah ta'ala. Until next time, may Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with this enthusiasm to rectify our pronunciations so that we can learn Quran correctly in salah or out of salah, inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.